Recently, it seems there has been a lot of cheap earwax remover otoscope devices popping up on Amazon, AliExpress, TikTok Shop, similar to this. When powered on, the button will start flashing slowly, as well as the light for the camera will turn on. After a few seconds, it will start its Wi-Fi network, usually with an SSID like Suhlier AE45B, where it seems to be very generically company unique, as another device seems to show up as Suhlier 4670. My device was broadcasting under the MAC of 88.17.89.0D.0E.B.0 and had DHCP assigning IPs starting at 192.168.110 with itself at 192.168.11. Once connected on a phone, its app, which seems to vary based on the device you pick up, but all of which are essentially identical, allows you to take video, pictures, switch ears from left to right, enable to disable the LED, as well as switch between either wide, focused lenses or switch between horizontal and mirror. Some also seem to have a lock icon, which I'm not sure what does. They're very difficult to get into, and from what I can tell, can't be gotten into without breaking the plastic in some way. If you're opting to take it apart and keep it looking nice, I think my approach would be cutting the seam, or maybe heat or something, to remove the glue holding it in. Once in, you're greeted by a 21-pin connector for the LEDs plus camera, 2.7 volts, 170 milliamp hour battery, and the main PCB. PCB has a few pads exposed, of which I may have torn off CE and CLK. 3.3 volts plus ground from MCU, 5 volts plus ground from USB, although ground is shared. CE, CHIT N, DP, PC6, this is URTX, RX is not exposed, CLK, PA10, TCLK, TMS, PA9, PA8, USB DET. These mine at least seem to be using the Tyxin TXW816-810, which has been seen similarly with the A9 minicams seen here. UART log startup, pressing button alone while powered off, doing random things in the app. Connecting to Wi-Fi, I believe the app may have been open in the background. Firmware extraction. To extract the firmware, and I do apologize, I'm doing recalling this from memory, so it may not be perfect. I went ahead and used an STM32 blue pill board and followed this guide to get the flash programmer set up. Once your STM32 is flashed, connect A1 to PA10, labeled CLK, A5 to PA9, labeled TMS, and G to ground. Additionally, if you want to read UART output from the device, connect your UART reader to ground and DP. This is the MCU's TX pin. Connect to your RX pin. Then, follow the instructions here regarding how to generally dump or flash the firmware, although I have not attempted anything besides reading. Note, when I attempted to read the flash, I was never able to in one full go, and instead had to do 0x0 to 0x50, then 0x10,000 increments up to 0x1,000, which is the size of the MCU, 1 megabyte. I then merge these files back together into one. I'm unsure why, but I assume it's to do with the STM32 being used as the CK link. I may recommend using an official or clone devices. It also appears there's some type of licensing. I'm not sure what exactly it is, but I've seen it while reversing the mobile app as well. I've gotten this far BTU, I'm not really sure where to go from here. I would like to be able to disassemble the firmware in something like Ghidra or IDA, but as the C-Sky V2 CPU ABI is not implemented in just about anything, I'd have to implement it myself, which I don't really want to do. I've attached the C-Sky Elphabi V2 tools, x86-64 Mini Libc 2021-423, but I'm not sure it's actually the right one for this chip. As well as the objdump output from running it on the full firmware file, I'll mention that as you might be able to tell, this is my first post, so I hope if you have any tips for better posting, please let me know. AI, could you clarify what your main goal is with the firmware analysis? Are you looking to unlock features, patch the firmware, do security research, or just understand how the device works? The mobile interface seems to have an upload firmware option for OTA updates. Ideally, we'd be able to leverage that to put a custom firmware on it. I'm also interested in analyzing the firmware to find any possible vuln.